Hello, marvelous beings. Welcome to Applied Living Light, Growing Pains from the Depths Within. My name is Cynthia. This podcast is about my life in a nutshell. I do want to declare that I am a Scorpio moon. If you are into astrology, you know that Scorpio moon individuals can navigate complex emotional landscapes, and therefore tells you that I've been through deep bouts of pain. Sometimes it feels like endless pain. Where am I going with this? Well, my podcast will express my learning experiences, my darkest of times, my highs, my lows, my breakthroughs, and my spiritual awakening journey, to name a few. Take what I say with a grain of salt, as some things will be my beliefs and opinions. This is me, as raw as it can get. Join me on this ride I call life.
Hi, everybody. This is my first video. I'm taking a deep breath because I have family, and I don't know how this is all going to go. But everything that you see here is going to come from the heart. Things that I've been through, gone through, things that I've noticed, my opinions. Doesn't mean that anybody has to agree with them. There's my opinions. Lately, I've been having a hard time understanding some things. And this channel is mostly going to be about spirituality. I've been going through my own journey, and I believe I'm in a twin flame journey. Now, I have had a few, I don't want to say scares, but I've had a few individuals that I thought were my twin flame and ended up not being, they ended up being karmics, or people that I had a contract with. Now, I'm at the point where I don't like to use labels, especially when it comes to twin flames, because I find that I get stuck on that label and it's not good for me. I've been through it, or I just couldn't let it go, and it just hurts more and more. One second. Sorry, it's my mom's birthday, so we had to go sing happy birthday. What was I saying? Yeah, I don't... That term, twin flame, it's brought a bad connotation. Because of the things that are out there regarding twin flames. So it kind of gives this obsessive feel, like, you know, you feel like you need to make things work because they're the end all be all. But we do forget that everybody has free will. So because of that, it makes things difficult. Not to mention, I did notice that when it comes to twin flame, it is important that we discern what karmic is to something that should be divine. I went through a lot of heartache thinking that my karmics were twin flames. But I don't feel like a twin flame is put in your path to make you suffer. They're there to mirror back to you what you need to work on. And And that brings up some struggles. It's just hard to come on here and say whether, you know, oh, if you're dealing with somebody that has hurt you a lot, cheats often, they're not your twin flame. Because in the end, how do I know? I don't know. But I know that in my experience, it's not a feeling of obsession. It's like a deep feeling in my gut. It connects to my heart. And the more that I send love and light to this person whenever they pop in my head, the more that I try to forget. Excuse me. The more that I feel it. In the past with karmics, I felt more obsessed. That makes sense. Like, I felt like I had to make things work. Like, I was desperate. In the situation that I am now, it's not an obsession because I can let it go. I think about it. I know how I feel. But it doesn't kill me inside. Dude. There's deep down there's a peace. Knowing that if it's meant to be, it's gonna be. I'm not saying that every day is perfect, because it's not. I think about them. You know, people say that you think about people whenever they're thinking about you, and maybe that's true. So he may be thinking about me, and that's why the feeling comes up again. The want to reach out. People say, hey, whenever you feel like you want to reach out, that's because they want to reach out. Possibly. But you just don't know. But in my case, I do. I do think about it that way. That way I'm not sitting here being hard on myself. I learned to think. If I feel the need to reach out, it's because he wants to reach out. I feel like we are connected. I don't know when, but I feel like whenever I think about him, we communicate telepathically. There are days when it's really frustrating because I wish I could just completely let go. You know, because it does get hard. Whenever I think about him, I do wish him happiness. And even though sometimes I feel like he did me wrong, he strung me along. That unconditional love feeling is there. Does he know? And that's the only thing, you know, I wonder. I know they tell us to set boundaries and learn to stick to them. But when you have a conditional love, I mean, what boundaries? Is it that they're talking about that you should be strict with? Some people out there say they're your twin flame. It's not going to be like all the other regular relationships. You shouldn't think about it that way. So, you know, you be more patient, more open-minded, divinely led. So which one is it? And that's what I have trouble with now, is identifying what boundaries it is that I need to stick to. And how lenient I should be, and compassionate and understanding I should be towards the person. There's just a lot involved. I know many of you have these questions. I'm sure you rack your brain. Wonder, is this my twin flame? Is it not my twin flame? I think you'll get signs. Like, I think regardless of whether you get signs or not, you'll always wonder, still. No, send me more signs. That one wasn't clear enough. Send me something else. I do believe everybody's journey is different, depending on what shadows you're working on, what your twin flame's mirroring to you, or your soulmate. Whatever term you want to use. The most important concept here, the grasp, and nothing will happen until you do, is learning to love yourself above all. Learn to love yourself. Listen to your intuition and connect with divine as much as you can. I feel like that's the only way. And I'm at the point where if I get a soulmate that is almost as good as my twin flame, I'll be happy as long as I get shown the love that I deserve, or that I, you know, show myself at least. But you need to show yourself the love that you would like somebody else to give to you. Think on that. If you would like to send me an email, you can. Anytime. My email is appliedlivinglight@gmail.com. Feel free. Even if you just want a vent, feel free, because I know how that is. And I've been in hermit mode forever. And I'm okay being by myself now. I'm good spending time with me. So if you're still struggling, if you have a hard time, you can always reach out. If you don't want to reach out to your divine masculine, you can always reach out to me instead. Don't hesitate. I'm sending everybody love and light, because I know a lot of people need it.